Nolte, disgraced 60 Minutes moves closer to caving to Trump suit. By John Nolte on April 30, 2025. The glorious humiliation of the regime media marches on with the news disgraced 60 Minutes has moved closer to settling with President Donald Trump. Lawyers for President Trump and Paramount, the parent of CBS News, are set to begin mediation on Wednesday over a lawsuit brought by Mr. Trump that, accurately, accuses 60 Minutes of deceptively editing an interview with his 2024 Democratic opponent, Kamala Harris, reports the far-left New York Times. Get a load of this next pile of lies from the Times. Legal experts have called the suit baseless and an easy victory for CBS. But Paramount is entering the talks prepared to make a deal. Legal experts, y'all. Meaning the legal experts the NY Times chose to talk to in sight. Guess which legal experts disagree? That would be the judges in the actual legal system who refused to dismiss the case, who said it should proceed to a jury trial. Oh, and it seems pretty obvious that the legal experts who work for CBS/Paramount do not consider the suit baseless. If they did, there would be no settlement talks. And now we get to the money quote. In an April 18 meeting, the Paramount board outlined acceptable financial terms for a potential settlement with the president, according to three people with knowledge of the internal discussions. The exact dollar amounts remain unclear, but the board's move clears a path for an out-of-court resolution. Last year, Trump filed a $10 billion, later up to $20 billion, election interference lawsuit against 60 Minutes and CBS News after the left-wing outlet was caught red-handed editing Kamala Harris to make her look a little less stupid. Her original answer to a question about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was the dim-witted word salad we'd all come to expect. For the actual 60 Minutes broadcast, CBS decided to edit it down to something more concise and decisive. This happened just weeks before the election, so Trump sued and now it looks like he's about to win by way of a settlement. And now we know why CBS executive producer Bill the Crybaby Owens self-deported in a snit last month. And why 60 Minutes anchor and mental midget Scott Pelley had a smug temper tantrum on Sunday night's 60 Minutes broadcast. The problem for 60 Minutes is that if Trump wins $1, he wins. America wins. Decent people win. And of course, this is a legitimate lawsuit. CBS operates on the public airwaves. CBS pays nothing for that privilege. There must be consequences when you use public property to rig a presidential election. KNLA can do all the lying and propaganda it wants, and does, but CNN operates on cable, not at the pleasure of the taxpayers. CBS should lose its broadcast license entirely. They are not serving the public, they are serving the fascists and racists in the Democrat Party. Same with NPR and PBS. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.